Well, coming up at the end of the month on January 31st, it's the 2024 Michigan Manure Management Summit. It's being held at the AgroLiquid Conference Center in St. John's, Michigan. And joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today is Charles Gould with Michigan State University Extension. And Charles, tell us all about the big summit that's coming up on this final day of January.
We conducted an evaluation at our last summit, and based on what attendees told us, we have listened to them and we've developed a program that we're really excited about. We've got farmers and for-hire manure applicators coming in and sharing expertise on topics that are important to folks that apply manure. We've been so bold as to call one of the topics Manure Can Kill You, Safety Around Manure. We want to make sure that when we're pumping and applying manure, we are mindful of the effects on human health. And also, we've got a section that focuses on solid manure application. And that's important because up till now, we've really just focused on liquid manure application. So we're trying to hit all facets of the manure application industry.
And Charles, if you're a member of the Michigan Pork Producers Association in terms of registration, a little bit of a benefit to being a member of that association, Charles?
Yeah, they get their membership registration fee reimbursed. So we're really trying to encourage hog producers in Michigan to come. We think that it'll be of benefit to them, as does the Michigan Pork Producers Association. So they're the ones that are picking up the tab for the registration fee, and we just would encourage hog producers there in Michigan to come out.
And Charles, regardless of whether you've been farming for just a couple of years, or let's say you've been farming your entire life, 40, 50 years, this is all knowledge that's very important and very pertinent, no matter how long you've been involved in agriculture, Charles.
That's correct. And an example of that very point is that we've had Michigan Right to Farm for many years here in Michigan, and the underpinning of Right to Farm lies in what we call the generally accepted agricultural management practices. We call the generally accepted agricultural management practices, we shorten it down to GAMPs. And so we've got a GAMPs for manure, we've got a GAMPs for nutrient management. And they apply to all farming operations, regardless of size. And there's still a lot of ignorance out there on really how GAMPs apply to small operations and large operations. And so that'll be one of the topics that we're going to be covering during this summit. For that reason, how a farm implements the practices that are recommended in GAMPs to line up with, you know, the right to qualify for right to farm protection is very important. As Michigan grows, we see more urban encroachment into agricultural areas. And so understanding how GAMPs can be applied to a farm to protect their normal farming operations then becomes very important.
Charles, you mentioned one of the presentations is entitled Manure Can Kill You, Safety Around Manure. And just want to drive this point home that we talk about how dangerous the ag industry can be and how farming can be. And this is just one example of getting that knowledge out there in terms of being extremely cautious around manure.
Yeah, we're bringing in Ernie Sundstrom from Wisconsin. And I was at the North American Manure Expo this past summer and saw Ernie give a presentation on this. He was next to a manure pit, and he is very animated. He is very passionate about this topic. He's had experience, firsthand experiences with the effect of manure gases, and that's caused him to be very blunt. And we wanted him to come and give that same message. I think there's a tendency to be a little lazy, if I can say it that way. When we apply manure, we don't think about the implications of manure gases on human health. And so, we tend to take risks, and sometimes we can cheat the devil, so to speak. But then there are other times that we can't. And, you know, we never want to have a death occur on a farm as a result of manure gases when they can be preventable. And that's what Ernie's going to be talking about. This is real. It can kill you, but you can prevent that by implementing some simple practices, and he'll talk about what those practices are.
And Charles, on the flip side, let's talk about how effective manure can be. And that's another presentation during the summit is maximizing the use of manure as part of your ag program.
Yeah, because we're fond of saying the smell of manure is money, or the manure is money. You know, there's nutrients in manure, there's organic matter, there's moisture, all of which benefit the crop and the soil. And so applying it so that we maximize that value then puts dollars back in the farmer's pocket and prevents it from becoming an environmental issue. In Michigan, we have the luxury, but also the responsibility to maintain with the Great Lakes around us. You know, we've got water, but we've got to keep that water clean. And farmers have done a pretty doggone good job of doing that. I mean, there's some room for improvement here. And that's what this presentation will focus on is, you know, how do we, you know, make sure that we can still utilize the dollar value of manure, but yet do it in a way that's not going to contaminate groundwater or surface water, especially if you're in the Western Lake Erie Basin there. That's in Michigan.
Charles, if folks are looking for additional information, registration information about the Michigan Manure Management Summit, they find that online, or how can they come across that information?
Probably the best way to go is to Google MSU, Michigan State University Extension, and when our website comes up, there's an events tab. You can type on you can click on the events tab, and then when that page comes up, there's a search box, and you just type in summit, and the first thing that will pop up is the Michigan Manure Management Summit. You can also Google it. It'll be right at the top of your page if you Google Michigan Manure Management Summit. This is a partnership between the Michigan Farm Bureau family of companies and Michigan State University Extension. We have a wonderful partnership, and I've been working in this area for over two decades. And I first got started with commercial manure applicators because they felt like they weren't respected. They felt like, you know, hauling manure was something that people, you know, farmers, there just wasn't a respect out there, and they wanted, and the other reason was they wanted to level playing field because there were there were farmers that were moonlighting in applying manure, and they weren't doing the way that it should be done. So they wanted an organization. So we've worked on this over the years. The certification program now, this is going into our fourth year. And we've had a summit now. This will be our third one. And the summit provides the educational program, the educational information, and provides opportunities for networking for farmers and for higher manure applicators. And those that are certified through the Michigan Manure Hauler Certification Program get continuing education credits for coming to the summit. We handle all of that. So the intent of the certification program is really just to provide a basic knowledge so that when they go out and apply manure, they're doing it in a proper way. It's the minimum standard that every farmer or for hire manure applicator should have. So that said, we have an advisory committee that provides us with direction when we put our summits together. So we use two things. We use the advisory committee, and we use a survey that we conduct at the end of the summit. Put those two together, and that provides input to the next year's summit. So that's why we're excited about it. We feel this summit really focuses on issues and addresses issues that farmers and for hire manure applicators have asked for. And we've delivered, and that's why they need to come.
Once again, it's the 2024 Michigan Manure Management Summit, Wednesday, January 31st at the AgroLiquid Conference Center, St. John's, Michigan. And you can find a link to register and find all sorts of information about the summit at our website, MichiganAgToday.com, and on the Michigan Ag Today mobile app, a free download for iPhone and Android. Once again, Charles Gould with Michigan State University Extension. Thank you so much, Charles, for joining us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I certainly appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome.